The COVID-19 pandemic has affected nearly every industry in Alabama. One of the hardest hit was and continues to be tourism. The city of Tuscaloosa opened its Civil Rights History Trail in 2019. The pandemic shut those tours down. The Druid City has now reopened those outings to the public. APR student reporter Crimson Jeffers was among the first to take the new tour and has this report.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I'm gonna keep on walking.
That's Willie Wells. She was a foot soldier in the Tuscaloosa Civil Rights Movement in 1964. She is now the vice president of the Tuscaloosa Civil Rights History Task Force.
I was born into a segregated society. I attended segregated elementary school and segregated high school, as well as a segregated college, Stillman College.
She recalls stores in Tuscaloosa with no black clerks or cashiers, no dressing rooms, and separate but equal water fountains around town.
And that was what it was for the blacks. We were all woven into the same cloth. It was no different if you was a principal, a teacher, a preacher. We all had to abide by the same rules.
Wells and her siblings would ask their mother why these things were happening, and their mother simply responded, "That's just the way it is." Wells says that these rules were enforced upon them by the police, white citizens, and even members of the Ku Klux Klan.
They would be dressed in their white regalia, and they would plant a cross there at the corner of Greensboro Avenue and what is now Jack Warner Parkway. Our house was sitting near the drawbridge, and my mother would just call us in. And she never taught us to fear the Klan.
A busload of visitors is making their way around locations connected to Tuscaloosa's civil rights history.
Part of what we do has to do with historical and archival work.
That's Dr. Scott Bridges, president of the Tuscaloosa Civil Rights History Task Force. He's our tour guide for the day.
And for a long time, until in fact very, very recently, it was thought that there was no slave auction house in Tuscaloosa. But clearly the document that you have states that there was one at the Drish House.
As the bus makes its way through Tuscaloosa, he points out some of the historical sites.
Right there on the corner of where we are right now.
Dr. Bridges isn't the only one talking during this tour.
Our movement was different from most movements. Nobody died in our movement.
That's Harrison Taylor. He was a foot soldier during the events today's group looks back on as history.
And things worked together and changed fast for us. Better than in a lot of cities, the city up north, they fought every day about everything.
Yeah, around the room, you'll see some posters.
The tour ends at a reception at a local Tuscaloosa restaurant where visitors gathered to discuss the program. Now, almost 60 years later, Tuscaloosa appears to be coming to grips with its civil rights history like other Alabama towns such as Selma and Birmingham.
And what we're trying to do is just educate the people, let them know what happened here and keep it from happening again.
Danny Steele is another Tuscaloosa foot soldier on today's tour.
Tuscaloosa was a very racist place back in the 60s, and it took the young people to bring about the change. I was 14 years old when we were tear gassed in the church.
Tuscaloosa's civil rights tour is only one part of this story throughout Alabama. There are similar trails and museums across the state in Birmingham, Selma, and Montgomery. Bill Buchanan is the Director of Community Development at Tuscaloosa Tourism and Sports. He wants to bring Tuscaloosa's rich civil rights history to be part of that dialogue.
People have always been interested in civil rights and in history. Movements like the Black Lives Matter movement has raised awareness And the trail allows us to offer tours to people coming into the community.
But Cannon believes this could be a point of interest for both local and international travelers who come through Tuscaloosa for a football game. After the fourth quarter is over and the clock hits zero, he says local civil rights history could enhance a visit to the Druid City.
A lot of international travelers, when they come to the South, they want three things. They want food, Southern food, music, and history / civil rights. So the more things that you can have like that really help draw people into the community.
The Tuscaloosa Civil Rights History Trail has guided tours available on their website. You can find those at civilrightstuscaloosa.org. For APR News, I'm Crimson Jeffers in Tuscaloosa.